Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 86 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Sean Diddy Combs found not guilty of sex trafficking and not guilty of racketeering conspiracy. The verdict's a big win for the hip-hop mogul, who was convicted of two lesser charges of transportation for prostitution. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on what the jury had agreed upon.
They really had to make a difficult decision, not just on the racketeering conspiracy, but as the defense said, the women that Combs was accused of trafficking were also his long-term girlfriends. Cassie Ventura with him for 11 years. Jane with him for more than 3 years. And the defense tried to argue that they were consensual relationships.
Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse. Both sides have until 1 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon to write letters to the judge to advocate for and against his release. The judge has not set a time, but says he will decide on that today. This is ABC News. 4th of July travel picking up just in time for the weather to put a big damper on the holiday. ABC Stephanie Ramos says 2,000 flights were canceled yesterday and even more people got hit on the roads.
Summer storms pounding the I-95 corridor, disrupting many July 4th travel plans across the East Coast from Maryland to New Jersey. Numerous flood warnings in Pennsylvania, some areas seeing up to 6 inches of rain the last 2 days. Flash floods in Philly turning roads into rivers. Cars in inching through pools of water.
ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with more on where today's problems could pop up.
Some of the trouble spots we still have on our Wednesday here, where a lot of people are on those roads. I think if you're doing I-10 along the Gulf Coast, you're going to want to watch throughout Florida, a stormy couple of days, and there are some flood watches with monsoon flow starting up in Arizona and New Mexico.
As for the 4th itself, things starting to look better. Most of the nation staying dry for the fireworks. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 86 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast for this afternoon calls for sunny to partly cloudy and warm, a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a small chance of showers or thunderstorms, a low of 65. And tomorrow, mixed skies and muggy. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible tomorrow with a high of 87. In Richland Center, after a low of 59, it's 86 degrees.
Collision ruin your day? No problem. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to save the day. Get free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, we're giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't wait. Head over to Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today for hassle-free repairs. Contact us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels, from planning to installing. However large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost, but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Good afternoon. It's 87 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The court's liberal majority ruled 4-3 Wednesday that the ban is no longer valid because newer abortion restrictions superseded it. State lawmakers adopted the total ban in 1849. It was in effect until 1973 when the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nullified it and it was never repealed. Conservatives argued that the U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe reactivated the prohibition. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call sued, arguing that a 1985 state law that prohibits abortions after viability essentially repealed the ban. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has a new Chief Justice. Justice Jill Karofsky started her tenure after being voted in on Tuesday, July 1st, marking the start of the court's term and former Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's departure from the bench after 30 years. Justice Susan Crawford won that seat in April. The court will retain its 4-3 liberal majority through at least 2028. Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee are satisfied with the state budget compromise containing tax cuts. The deal reached with Democratic Governor Tony Evers cleared the committee Tuesday. New Berlin Representative Mark Bourne called it, quote, by far the most difficult, end quote, budget he's worked on since being on the committee and by far the most difficult one since he's been co-chair. Bourne said the process was a lot different. Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green praised the end result, particularly the $1.5 billion in tax cuts. He called that significant and said he believes it will touch virtually every citizen in the state of Wisconsin in some way. Some Republicans on the committee were less than happy with the deal's $256 million increase for the UW system, which as recently as last week was targeted for an $87 million cut. None of the committee's four Democrats voted to advance the budget to the Assembly and Senate, where Democratic votes may be needed to pass the bill. Senate Republicans hold a narrow 18-15 majority, and at least two Republicans remain opposed to the amount of spending it allows. The universities of Wisconsin system responded to the budget agreement between Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature. UW System President Jay Rothman says the roughly $240 million increase in the system budget marks the largest overall increase in over two decades. Rothman says with the new investments, UW schools can do more to provide the educational opportunities students deserve and parents expect. The deal between the governor and the Republicans does impose a faculty minimum workload requirement. The UW system had initially asked for a $855 million overall increase, and Republicans had discussed the possibility of cutting the system's budget by $87 million. Wisconsin's U.S. senators weighed in as President Donald Trump's big, beautiful tax and spending bill passed. On the Senate floor, Democrat Tammy Baldwin said 17 million Americans will lose Medicare or Affordable Care Act coverage.
That is like stripping health care coverage from the entire populations of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa combined.
Baldwin said the bill also strips food benefits from the neediest Americans to provide tax cuts for the wealthiest.
The Republican bill gives people at the top 0.1%, the richest of the rich, a tax cut of more than $250,000 every year.
Republican Ron Johnson backpedaled on his previous opposition to the bill, voting to pass it. He did not speak on the floor, but released a statement in which he said the bill avoids a $4 trillion automatic tax increase and a debt default. Johnson called the bill a step forward, but warned there is still a long way to go to reduce spending. Greater Richland Tourism Director Marty Richards gave his annual report to the City of Richland Center at last night's council meeting. He stated that outdoor exploration is the area's strength year-round. Outdoor exploration is a growing segment. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism now has an Office of Outdoor Recreation. In 2023, the outdoor recreation industry grew 9.4% in Wisconsin, outpacing the overall state economy. Area tourism in 2024 dealt with late winter months and no snow except 10 days in February. Flooding in the spring and early summer. Summer and fall were strong, which brought on strong colors in the fall. And an early winter again brought on a lack of snow. Although the weather was adverse, Richland County grew 1% in direct visitor spending in 2024, a record 4 years in a row of growth. Direct visitor spending increased to a record $27,400,000 in 2024. Richland County outpaced many of the surrounding counties. Challenges for Greater Richland tourism include the weather and managing the Pine River and the lack of available lodging and dining options. In action items, the council approved to award the annual Leachate Line jetting work to Superior Jetting at a cost of approximately $3,950. To award the 2025 street overlay project using chip seal to Farner Asphalt Sealers at a cost of $256 a square yard for single seal and $505 a square yard for double seal, with the expenditure amount not to exceed $72,500. To award the Church and East Court parking lot repaving project to DL Gasser Construction at a cost of approximately $32,340. The engine replacement for a John Deere end loader at an approximate cost of $33,000. The repair of a Ferris mower at a cost of approximately $4,100. And to accept the donation of dugouts for the Crosscut Park softball fields. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones also reminded those in attendance of the community's National Night Out scheduled for Tuesday, August 5th at the Richland County Fairgrounds, put on by law enforcement, the fire department, ambulance, and Partners for Prevention of Richland County. He also asked the council to consider moving next month's meeting to a different night so they can participate in this community event. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health has produced a statewide report revealing that fire departments across Wisconsin, especially in rural areas, are facing serious challenges that threaten their ability to respond to emergencies reliably, safely, and efficiently. The Reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service report, based on contributions from 418 fire chiefs representing 52% of departments statewide, highlights a growing crisis in staffing, funding, and training that could impact public safety if not addressed. Key findings show 85% of rural fire departments operate entirely with volunteers. Over 80% of firefighters receive little or no monetary compensation. 62% of departments are worried they will be unable to adequately staff their first due apparatuses in the next year. 49% reported responding to building alarm calls with fewer than the required four firefighters in the past year, and 34% lack sufficient funding to pay their projected expenses. Fire chiefs interviewed recommend regionalizing or consolidating fire departments to merge staff, budgets, and resources, offer tax incentives to support firefighter recruitment and retention, expand access to training, especially in rural areas, and allow more flexible funding mechanisms for local governments. Wisconsin Office of Rural Health says correcting these deficiencies is going to require elected leaders to prioritize significant investment into community fire departments. It is also likely that many communities will need to regionalize services to share costs. There is a demonstrated need for investment in the workforce through additional funding for wages and training. Any investment in community safety is also a jobs program, creating much-needed jobs in small towns and rural areas still recovering from the recession. The Wisconsin legislature has come through in the past for EMS and has implemented changes to help local governments improve EMS capacity. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health says similar prioritization is needed to sustain Wisconsin's fire service. Attorney General Josh Call has announced that Wisconsin joined a multi-state lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Education for illegally cutting congressionally approved funding for mental health programs in K-12 schools. The coalition argues that the Department of Education unlawfully issued non-continuation notices of two nationwide programs designed to increase access to school-based mental health professionals and to address longstanding shortages of counselors, psychologists, and social workers in K-12 schools. The cuts affect hundreds of thousands of students across the country and would significantly reduce implementation of key mental health initiatives. These programs were first established after the tragic school shooting in Parkland, Florida, and expanded after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, when a bipartisan Congress appropriated $1 billion in order to permanently bring 14,000 mental health professionals into the schools that needed it most. The Department of Education awarded grants spanning a five-year project period and makes yearly decisions to continue each grant's funding. Under its regulations, the Department of Education is supposed to consider the grantee's performance when deciding whether to continue funding. The programs have delivered. According to the National Association of School Psychologists, grantees served nearly 775,000 students and hired nearly 1,300 school mental health professionals during the first year of funding. NASP also found a 50% reduction in suicide risk at high-need schools, decreases in absenteeism and behavioral issues, and increases in positive student-staff engagement based on data from sample programs. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction had just begun rolling out a five-year federally funded project when the Department of Education issued a non-continuation notice in April. DPI has reported that 59% of Wisconsin high school students experienced at least one mental health challenge in the last year, and that current student-to-provider ratios remain significantly above national recommendations. The grant was set to run through 2029, but with Department of Education funding now cut, DPI will lose over $8 million in future support. As a result, the agency has frozen all grant activities and withdrawn planned subgrants. Three law enforcement agencies have worked jointly to arrest a suspect on sexual assault charges. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Reedsburg Police Chief Patrick Cummings jointly report developments in an ongoing multi-jurisdictional sexual assault investigation. The joint investigation began mid to late June when the sheriff's office received a report alleging that an adult female had sexual contact with an underage victim on multiple occasions in multiple locations. The sheriff's office and Reedsburg Police, with the assistance of the Hillsborough Police Department, have been investigating the serious allegations. Early Monday afternoon, Ashley Ann Benson, 33, of rural Coon Valley, was arrested in Vernon County and booked for sexual assault of a student by school staff, second-degree sexual assault of a child, and sex with a child age 16 or older. Benson appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Tuesday morning for a bail hearing. A $5,000 signature bond was ordered with conditions of no contact with the victim. Benson is also ordered not to have any unsupervised contact with anyone under the age of 18, except for incidental contact in public places. Benson's initial appearance has been scheduled for July 22nd. Ashley Benson was previously employed both at a private and public K-12 school in the Viroqua area. It's 87 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1222. An update from DATCAP's Michelle Reinen is next.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Heads up from Kendall Express Lube. They will be closed from July 4th through the 11th for concrete repairs around the building. Regular business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and they plan to reopen on Monday, July 14th at 8 a.m. Kendall Express Lube appreciates your understanding and looks forward to serving you again soon, better than ever. It's time to celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with Schmidt Woodland Hills, and someone is about to win big! The 60th anniversary vacation raffle is in full swing, and the grand prize is a luxurious five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida, complete with sun, sand, and sea. First prize, a three-night Northwoods getaway to Lac du Flambeau. Plus, exciting cash prizes and adventure experiences are up for grabs. Tickets are just $10 each or $5 for $45 and are available now at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners will be drawn July 17th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing. No need to be present to win. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com to learn more. Sunshine, adventure, and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Good afternoon. It's 86 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:25. Now that summer is here, it frees up more time for children and allows more screen time when they go online. With increased online activity, a child could be an easy target for scammers. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection suggests that parents, guardians, and caretakers should be aware of how to create a safe and positive online experience for children. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
We're thinking about screen time as it relates to protecting kids from online scams, accidental purchases, and identity theft. Parents should talk to their kids about the risks of online chatting, social media, and gaming, as well as best practices for keeping their money and identity safe while online. And online gaming is very popular, and it's a big activity among kids and teens. It offers entertainment, social interactions, and skill building, but parents need to take those steps to ensure gaming remains that safe and positive experience.
There are a couple steps that can be taken to help keep a child's online experience safe.
Two easy things they can do is just setting parental controls to limit chats with strangers, limit those in-game purchases and the screen time. But then they can also talk about online chatting and the risks of giving out personal information as it relates to, you know, identity theft and not wanting a stranger to have that information.
Online gaming is a popular activity among children and teens. It is also a popular way advertisers try to make money. Michelle Reinen says that there are ways to prevent online gaming advertisers from making money.
Parents should consider the preventative measures to protect their kids from accidental or even unauthorized purchases prompted by ads, and they can do that by reading online reviews and ratings before downloading apps or video games, maybe watch videos of people playing the game, and then check out what players are saying about it online in advance. Activate those parental controls again if making a purchase. Don't allow the game to save payment information because this can prevent that accidental or unauthorized purchase. And then just establish clear family rules for kids using apps and video games, whatever's going to suit your situation. But these can include things like screen time limitations, restrictions on voice or text chats, and how and when kids can buy a game or make an in-game purchase. And setting those developmental rules in place will really go a long way.
If you are a victim of or suspect any kind of scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at DATCAP, that's DATCP hotline, at wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. The Riverdale School District was awarded the Outstanding Agricultural Education Program in the state of Wisconsin for 2025 at the Wisconsin Association of Agricultural Educators Banquet on June 25th. Programs were evaluated on key areas such as curriculum, experiential learning, leadership opportunities, partnerships, and more. Riverdale Ag teacher and FFA advisor Callie Coe said, "I worked hard for this, but so have my family, my students, my administration, our district, and our community. Thank you for helping me provide opportunities for our students to become college, career, and life ready." The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association recognized outstanding leaders and contributors to the state's beef industry during its 2025 summer tour in southeastern Wisconsin. Among them was Richard Dickhauser of Richland County, who earned the 2025 Friend of the Cattleman Award. Known for his steady presence and hands-on support, Hauser has become a trusted advocate for Wisconsin beef producers. Through his company, Neptune Enterprises, he provides valuable sponsorships and expert guidance on cattle handling and facility design. His approachable style and deep knowledge have helped producers improve safety and reduce animal stress across the state, all while quietly mentoring the next generation of cattlemen. The WCA also recognized its 2025 scholarship recipients who represent the future of Wisconsin's beef industry. One of those recipients is Brooke Mitchell of Boscobel. Whether your Independence Day celebrations include fireworks, barbecues, pools, or parties, Ready Wisconsin urges everyone to prioritize safety and responsibility. In 2024, there were 137 emergency room visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than a quarter of those injured were children less than 18 years old. Children should never handle fireworks and should be closely supervised when they are in use. Even novelties like sparklers can burn at roughly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and easily ignite clothing and cause severe burns. The simplest way to safely enjoy fireworks is to watch community shows run by professionals. However, if you choose to set off your own fireworks, Ready Wisconsin asks people to remember: obey local laws and permitting requirements for the use of fireworks. Always use fireworks outside and have a bucket of water or a hose nearby. For ground-based fireworks, be at least 35 feet away. Sometimes fireworks don't go off, but the duds continue to pose a risk. Never attempt to relight or approach a failed firework. Let the duds sit for 5 to 10 minutes before you put them in a bucket of water. Fireworks can be extremely stressful for pets. Keep them indoors. Close the curtains or blinds and turn on the TV or radio to provide a distraction. Only light one firework at a time. Lighting multiple fireworks at the same time increases the risk of accidents occurring from the fuse burning faster than designed. Consider safer alternatives to fireworks, such as party poppers, bubbles, silly string, or glow sticks. Firework safety is just one piece of the puzzle for a safe holiday celebration. Barbecues, road trips, and pool parties are also popular activities. Keep yourself and your family safe with these additional tips. If you are traveling, pack an emergency kit in your car with items such as bottled water, snacks, and a cell phone charger. Check 511 Wisconsin for traffic-related information. Never leave people or pets in a parked car, even briefly. Temperatures inside a parked vehicle can climb to life-threatening levels within minutes. On an 80-degree Fahrenheit day, the temperature inside a parked car, even with windows cracked slightly open, can reach 100 degrees Fahrenheit in less than 10 minutes. Make sure an adult is present to supervise pool activities and flotation devices are used when appropriate. When cooking outdoors, remember to keep grills at least 3 feet away from your home or any structure that can catch fire. Keep a fire extinguisher nearby and maintain a child-free and pet-free safe zone around the grill while it's hot. It's 88 sunny degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
At the Creative Outlet, we are grateful for the brave soldiers that have fought for the freedoms that we enjoy. We are also grateful to their families for their ultimate sacrifice of their loved ones. I would be honored to assist anyone that needs help with memory albums honoring these brave men and women. My name is Heather. I can help you find the right products, ideas, and support you in your scrapbooking journey to honor those heroes that have served our great nation. On behalf of all of the consigners and the renters at the Creative Outlet, we thank you for your military service.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. got questions, come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 87 degrees in Richland Center on this Wednesday afternoon, July 2nd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwak, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Greenwood Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home today from 4 until 7. Margaret Liska is survived by 6 children, Gary and Barb Liska of Lancaster, Joe and Nancy Liska of Loxley, Alabama, Jean and Greg Kabarski, Lori and Brian Lansinger and Rick and Kim Liska, all of Hillsboro, and Bobby Joe and Jim McDermott of Elroy. 17 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, a brother, Robert Lunn, and 2 sisters, Sharon Schwartz and Linda and Terry Gunder. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwak.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
And a verse we wishes go out today to Caleb and Sarah Harris, Burf and Barb Mayfield, Steve and Jody Lewis, Wilbur and Sherry Giddings, Laverne and Jolene Coy, and Tom and Julie Doudna. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Seeing a lot of sunshine yet across the area. We're watching two disturbances, though. One producing some showers and storms in southwest Iowa. Another patch with a couple of showers over northern Minnesota stretching toward northwest Wisconsin. That northern system is part of a weak cool front settling south. Could bring a few more thunderstorms into Wisconsin later this afternoon or this evening, mainly well north of us. And then the front will be close enough to our area by tomorrow to see a few spotty showers or storms bubble up. Otherwise, the seasonably warm temperatures continue. You will notice a big jump up in the humidity, though, going into the 4th of July. It's going to feel quite steamy as the heat index could climb into the upper 90s, so be careful with that. We do have a good chance of rain throughout Saturday as a front moves in from the northwest. This could squeeze out about an inch of rain across much of the region with localized higher totals. It should be a bit cooler and less humid then for early next week. The forecast for the rest of today, sunny or partly cloudy with highs around 86 degrees, west wind between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy tonight, small chance of a shower toward morning with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mixed skies and muggy, isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible. High temperature near 87, light wind becoming southwest at 5 to 10. And Thursday night, still a small chance of a shower, low at 69 degrees. For Friday on the 4th of July, partly cloudy, hot and humid, high temperature 91 with a heat index in the upper 90s. As for Saturday, mainly cloudy with some showers and storms likely developing, high temperature 86, Sunday chance of a shower early, then breaks of sun later, not as warm either, with a high near 80. Monday should be a nice day, partly cloudy, high 80, and Tuesday more humid with a chance of thunderstorms, high temperature about 81. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 88 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 86, our low this morning was 59. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 88. The record high for this date, 98, was set in 1911. The record low, 40, was set in 1968. Last year's high was 68 with a low of 60. Sunset tonight will be at 8:45 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:26. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 7 to 12 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.05. Relative humidity is 44% and no precipitation to report. It is currently a sunny 88 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
More on the revamping of the National Action Plan for Safeguarding Children in Agriculture today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. In yesterday's show, I explained that the National Children's Center for Rural Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin, announced an update to its National Action Plan. Center Director Andrea Swenson says the plan is more than just do's and don'ts for kids working on the farm. For example,
in our public policy section, we have a goal to identify and promote public policy strategies that promote safeguards for all children and young workers in agriculture environments. We seek in the plan to meet that goal through a few different strategies. One is supporting federal, state, and local policies that improve working conditions for young agricultural workers, as well as strengthening social systems affecting families and workers in rural settings.
Swenson says the plan relies on the cooperation of way more than parents just telling kids to take it easy on the ATV.
There's so many individuals who work to safeguard youth and really work to promote agricultural as well as positive youth development. And this plan highlights that need to bring individuals, organizations, and agencies together to both provide support for each other, learn from each other, and engage in evidence-informed strategies across the different issues present in the plan.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Another trade deal has been announced. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S., planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. President Donald Trump says the U.S. and Vietnam have reached a preliminary trade deal, and a commodities economist says he's optimistic that deal will open markets for U.S. ag commodities. Arlen Suderman with StoneX Group says not many details are known, but price will be a factor in Vietnam's purchases.
It looks like the door has been open wide open on the markets that we would currently look for them to want to participate in. U.S. pork, certainly any beef that they might have interest in, soybeans and corn for feeding of their livestock, you know, possibility of some wheat, possibly white wheat that might go there.
Suderman says the U.S. is also working on trade deals with the European Union, Canada, Mexico, and India, still trying to get trade deals in place before next week's trade deadline. Suderman says the trade news is contributing some to grain market movement. Wisconsin's legislature plans to vote today on the biennial budget package. Farmer and 49th Assembly District Representative Travis Trannell tells Brownfield several programs good for agriculture and rural communities will be funded.
At the end of the day, we were able to fund the dairy processor grants, $800,000 for that. Meat processor grants, we did $1 million there. Everybody knows how hard it is to get anything into a local processor. We were able to put a little bit more money into farmer mental health.
Trannell says the budget package also includes $5.1 million for county conservation office staffing, another $7 million to soil and water resource management, and additional funding for water quality programs.
We see that they work. All over the state, there are producer-led watershed groups that are meeting regularly where farmers are brainstorming and sharing ideas.
Chad Zuliger with the Dairy Business Association tells Brownfield the budget package continues to fund dairy processor grants and other important ag initiatives.
Priorities of the Ag Coalition, like the cover crop insurance premiums, producer-led watershed group funding, and the nitrogen optimization program is going to continue. Looking at our Wisconsin Ag Exports program, really tremendously important, particularly at this time, receives continued funding.
The ARIP, or Agricultural Road Improvement Program, was new in the last budget, and applications for the dollars far exceeded the available funding. The new budget has another $150 million for use by local governments to upgrade roads. May was a strong month for domestic soybean crush, with 204 million bushels being crushed for meal and oil production. That's a record for the month. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Direct cash cattle trade is underway and cash hogs are sharply higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's a light round of direct cash cattle trade underway. A few live deals in Nebraska are marked at $230. That's about a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Bids in other part of the country are at $220 live in the south and $364 stressed in the north. Asking prices are around $224 to $225 live in the south and $268 stressed in the north. Look for more business to develop today and tomorrow. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, yearling steers and heifers were steady to $4 higher. Steer calves were $6 to $12 higher, and heifer calves were uneven from $4 lower to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. The offering included several loads of yearlings, medium and large one, feeder steers, 844 pounds, brought $311.50, and feeder steers, 870 pounds, brought $297.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 606 to 611 pounds, brought $309 to $316. Boxed beef was higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.53 at $397.13. Select was 93 cents higher at $380.99. Cash hogs are sharply higher at midday with big negotiated purchases. Processors are starting the day very aggressive in their procurement efforts. Prices have reflected that. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, which has been adding value to the market. Domestic demand has also shown some strength lately, benefiting from pork being competitively priced in the retail space. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up 281 with a weighted average of 112.09. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 111.43. The Western Corn Belt was up 281 with a weighted average of 112.09. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $84. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices have been steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $61 to $73. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $65 to $75. And pork values are lower at midday, down 42 cents at $111.88, but were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Today's the day. The Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon, starting promptly at 1:30 in the grassy lot at the corner of Orange and Court Streets, right by Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Come shop for your favorites. Fresh salad greens, mushrooms, broccoli, microgreens, pies, muffins, breads, honey, syrup, jams, meats, and gorgeous summer flowers. Everything fresh and local until 5:30 or maybe 6 p.m. Using SNAP, EBT, or Food Share, you'll get double the dollars, up to $10 in bonus bucks thanks to a local grant. Stop by the information table to claim yours. Kids ages 4 to 17, don't forget to grab your youth food tokens. And Boomerang bag users, there's a coupon waiting for you too. Need help picking up your order? Call or text the market manager at 608-213-3374. Oh, and keep your eyes open for George. He's hiding somewhere new every week. It's all happening today at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Check out what's fresh at richlandareafarmersmarket.org.
Hogs are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are higher following the lead of bean oil, which is up on biofuels demand expectations and a higher move for crude oil. U.S. crop development conditions continue to look largely favorable. August beans are up 20 and 3 quarters at 10.50 and a half. September's 18 and a quarter higher at 10.36 and 3 quarters. July bean meals, rather August bean meal, is up $2.20 at $2.75.90. August soybean oil is 132 points higher at $54.98. Corn's up. It started lower, but has bounced back and oversold signals and solid demand. Ethanol production and stocks were down in the week, up on the year. Ethanol exports did show week-to-week and year-to-year improvements. September corn's up 7 3/4 at 4.13 3/4. December 6.5 higher at 4.28 1/2. And wheat's higher. It's watching the winter wheat harvest and spring wheat conditions. The trade's also monitoring harvest in parts of Europe and the Black Sea region. September Chicago's up 12 cents at 5.61. September Kansas City's 8 3/4 higher at 5.40. September Minneapolis wheat's up 17 1/4 at 6.45 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are higher with box beef up at midday as direct cash business starts. Light trade so far, mostly at 2.30 on the live basis in Nebraska, a dollar lower than a week ago. August live is up 87 at 2.11.62. October's a dollar and a dime higher at 2.08.90. August feeders are up 195 at 307.97. September's 205 higher at 307.70. And hogs are mixed on the steady to higher cash and lower midday pork ahead of tomorrow's export sales numbers. August is up $1.07 at 108.02, and October's 32 higher at 92.90. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. We at Wilkinson Auctions come to help when you have a life event. You decide to move, you decide to sell your house, your farm, or your business, or someone in your life passes away. Our team is set up to help you every step of the way. Our real estate team can help you understand your property's features and limitations and create a plan to help you maximize its value. Our legal team can help you craft a deal to buy or sell a business or property. Our development team can help you clean up a property and get it ready for sale. And our auction team can help you sell your property quickly and easily. If you know someone who has a life event coming up, they're moving, they're looking to retire, or they've had someone in their life pass away, encourage them to call Wilkinson Auctions. Our team can help you every step of the way. More info on how we can help you at WilkinsonAuctions.com. But we've still got equipment auctions coming up, end of July in Columbus, Muscadet in August, and Hillsboro in September. See you there.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The best foods to eat during a heat wave. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's summertime, and with that comes the heat. Staying hydrated during the blistering hot temperatures is critical to staying healthy, especially when you're working outside. But water and drinks aren't the only way to keep yourself hydrated. there are several foods that can help your body out during a heat wave. For example, cucumbers are about 95% water. They're a great snack and they're refreshing as well. Lettuce, especially iceberg, has a high water percentage. Celery is not only more than 95% water, it also contains sodium and potassium, both of which are crucial to hydration and fluid balance. Watermelon is more than 90% water. It's sweet and hydrating. It's rich in lycopene and vitamin C, both of which are crucial to replenishing electrolytes during a heat wave. Other foods that are electrolyte rich include dill pickles, beets, oranges, bananas, and avocados. So when temperatures soar, make sure you're taking time to take care of your body, and picking the right fruits and vegetables can help you do just that. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to keep you informed. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Listen here and learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
The 1 o'clock news this hour is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because you're